Welcome to the Compass Church podcast and thanks for tuning in. We hope that you enjoy the message that you're about to hear.
And my mum met my dad, they were smoking something and one of them didn't have a light, so they went up to, I think it was my mum went to my dad and asked for a light, and that's how my mum and dad met. And after that, they met Jesus, they got saved, and threw out all their Led Zeppelin and all these records, and went and got Keith Green and Bob Dylan's Christian stuff, and started listening to this, and they just got on fire, started going to church, and just learnt to know Jesus. And then a few years after I was born, it was only, I think, a year and a half after I was born, we moved to the Sunshine Coast in Queensland with our whole family, my oldest brother and my two older sisters. And we moved to this beautiful, it's called Alexandra Headlands, this beautiful house right near this forest, and right on the edge, like the end of the street, you'd walk through this forest for about 10, 15 minutes and you'd end up at the beach. And it was just really, really nice. I was quite the adventurous little kid growing up in this area. I nearly drowned when I was just a baby. I somehow was unsupervised or something, and I don't know what the go was, but I fell into the pool and I actually just completely changed colour. And my cousin was, he was only like just a toddler as well, but he was like giggling and laughing. He didn't know what was going on. It's like, oh my goodness. And anyway, my auntie dived into the pool and like just was still in her clothes. It just saved me and like far out, nearly died, hey, full on. And yeah, just at these little adventures, hey, like my brother had a skateboard, I used to always just grab it and go rolling around everywhere, and our next door neighbor's driveway was like literally like this steep and really short, just like this, and I just jumped on the skateboard and just went straight down the hill and just smacked my head on this pole. And I still remember, like, just blood everywhere and everything. It was just, like, crazy. And the doctors didn't actually put stitches in my head. They tied my hair together, like, which is, never heard of that ever, but pretty random. But, it, yeah, must have, I probably got a scar up there somewhere. But it obviously worked, so. grew up in a really healthy church. We went to the same church like my whole life until I moved down to Melbourne and found Compass. And we just had like a great pastor and just he's just an amazing teacher. And just, yeah, really healthy church where we were taught the word. First experienced Jesus when I was like just really young, probably like this tall. And I knew that Jesus could heal. I knew that I was always taught to go to God for prayer. And I had like a bandaged wrist, I'd sprained it or something, and just after the church service one time I just went up and asked my pastor to pray for me, and I just remember it was after the service had finished, and just came up and just put his hand here, and just the power of God just like hit me like full on, like felt God's presence big time, and it was just like wow. And he was just like, wow, did you just feel that? And I was like, wow, this is really cool. And you know, it was like, I'm standing here and you're sitting there. That's what the presence was like. I just knew Jesus was there. So just always knowing Jesus. Our children's pastor was just an absolute legend. Like, he's a constable, head of all the police up on the Sunshine Coast, like just this champion guy. But he just constantly drilled it into us just to wake up every morning and just pray. Just wake up every morning and say, good morning, Holy Spirit, be with me today. That was what that sentence he drilled into us. And that's what I've been telling the youth like the last 3 weeks is just prayer. Just need to wake up every day and just connect with God. So I just had this drilled into me and got heaps of memories of just my parents. And my parents were pretty chilled. Like, I'm the youngest of four, so they were really lenient with me. But my oldest brother, like, tells me stories of, like, when he got in trouble, like, my dad would get, like, the kettle caught out and, like, his belt or just kicks up the backside. You know, he was, like, my brother got it. And me, like, I remember getting hit, like, maybe twice. Like, hardly, like, my parents were just chilled. Like, I remember I used to watch Terminator 2 when I was like really young, and I used to, it was like one of my favorite movies. I used to watch it on repeat. But then I'd have nightmares of the liquid man chasing me. I still remember nightmares from now, like, oh my goodness. But then I'd wake up and watch it again. I'm like, now I'm thinking, what were my parents thinking? Like, Terminator 2, like, I couldn't even say some of the stuff here that's in it. Like, oh. But all good, like, my parents are legends. I've got just heaps of memories of my dad. My dad was our worship leader at our church. Just memories of him taking me snorkeling and surfing. And, man, I was so little as a kid. Like, I was the littlest guy. I remember he'd take us surfing and everyone would be walking down the beach with their surfboards. I couldn't even hold mine. Like, I had to hold it, you know, like this on the side, like, really awkward. And my hands, like, just like little duck's feet. I don't know if ducks have feet, but... yeah, I couldn't even catch a wave. Like, my arms are so little. My dad had to pull me out and push me onto the waves. Like, every time, and I'd just get ripped for it. Like, my cousins would just laugh at me because I had to get pushed onto the waves, and oh, my goodness. But I'm growing up now, so all good. But, yeah, just memories of my dad. I remember just jumping in bed and him just telling me stories, just like, you know, these kids were sharing, just exactly like that, just a real loving dad. I had a nickname, like, when I was because I was telling you I was really little, my nickname was Little Wee Wee. Which, and my brother would go, little wee wee. Oh my goodness. It's just embarrassing. Yeah, not a good idea here at Compass, is it? That's right. If Phil rips me, I can just call him Father Flex. Oh man. There you go. But yeah, my dad would just remember him like singing songs, like all those songs from the 90s, like Shout to the Lord and all these real anthemy kind of songs. Whenever I hear them, it just brings me back to my dad because that's just exactly what he used to sing. And just, yeah, all these memories of my dad, just an absolute champion, like playing games with us as kids. And so I'll skip to when I was 12 in 1998. Our church had a Christmas party every year. We'd get towards the end of the year and we'd have a big celebration where we'd have meals and we'd invite people to come along. And that night I came home and just said goodnight to my mum and my dad and just basically just went straight to my room, just said goodnight, see you guys tomorrow. And our place, it was like one of these places that was built, some of the rooms didn't have ceilings, so it was like sometimes you could just hear, like, it was just an oddly sort of a built place. And that morning at like 4:30, 5 a.m, I just heard like this yelling and all this commotion. And my just came out and my dad was having a heart attack. And yeah, it was just like full on, just remember coming out and just seeing this. And later on I found out that my dad, previous to this, was showing all signs of a heart attack. He had pain down one side of his arm and just his chest. And I'm just going to grab a glass of water. Yeah, so they went to the doctors and the doctor actually just said, oh, it's just a heartburn or something. It's just, it's nothing major. Just take these pills. Just take this, go home, you'll be fine. And but clearly that it was not the case. And I still remember exactly where I was standing when it happened. I was about 20 meters away. And my dad was just there and just laying there. And our pastor had come over. And, it was just gone. And just remember standing in the hospital, just all of our family. And the doctor just came in, like, we didn't know what was going on. And, just basically just told us the news that he had passed. And I just remember... the funeral a couple of weeks later, it rained the whole day, like that kind of rain that just hits the cement, and that's just hardcore. So it just rained all day. So I'm just going to... I wrote this song a couple of years ago, so I'll just play this one for you guys. If you guys have ever lost someone before, you might be able to relate to this, but hope you guys enjoy it. Forgot my harmonica. Oh, I feel more comfortable playing guitar than talking, oh my goodness.
Does shine even now you're gone, but it does not shine the same. It used to make me smile, but now it just brings pain. And the songs that we used to sing when you were alive are now sung so unlively, they get quieter over time. And the hands that you once held are now open and cold. The stories that you used to tell cease to be told. And the prayers that you used to pray could be prayed by no one else. And the Bible that you used to read now sits on the shelf. A child beaten and bruised. On that day it rained and rained, and the rain forever pours. And the rain forever pours. And the rain forever pours.
Was that? That was me, wasn't it? I don't know if you guys have ever been to the to the beach when there's just like big waves and you go swimming and you get knocked by a big wave and then you go under and then you get up and you just get a breath and another wave comes and hits you and then you're trying to find your way and then you get up again and another wave just hits you. That's what was going on in my soul in that time. And I don't know if you've ever been in that position, but the Bible says that God heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. And, you know, Scripture, sometimes we shouldn't treat Scripture as these warm, fuzzy, inspirational things. The Word of God is powerful and has changed people's lives through history and stood the test of time. And it says he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. And, yeah. So about that time, when I was about 13, I was 12 at the time, but when, at our church, when you turned 13, you instantly could go to youth, and there was like this big anticipation about going into youth, and it was like everyone would get excited, you know, I'm 13 now, I can go to youth group and play all these crazy games. But someone really influential in my life told me that youth wasn't cool, and that everyone there just judges you, and that you shouldn't go to youth, and it's not a cool thing. And I actually listened to them. So for a couple of years, I didn't go to youth. I went to church just about every week, but I never went to youth group. And, man, the power of words are just crazy. Like, got to be one sentence that you could say to someone could just change someone's life. And I remember I'd pray every morning. I'd go out when I was waiting for the bus for about 5 or 10 minutes. I'd just stand there and pray. And over time, I kind of just stopped praying. Like, I never walked away from God. I never stepped away from him, but just kind of just over time got distant from God. And started hanging out with some wrong people and started going to the parties and everything. I remember one time we were at this party and we're only like 14 and there was no parents, and everyone was drinking. I was actually the only sober one there, but my mates were drinking. My mate went down the slide and he snapped his arm. And, like, we weren't meant to be having this party. And because I was the only sober one, they were like, oh, what are we going to do? Let's call Josh's mum. So, mum came and picked him up. He was one of my good mates. And we went to the doctors. And, oh, crazy night. He ended up, like, throwing up all over the doctor and half my mum's arm. And, oh, it was just like, man. So kind of started hanging around with the wrong crew, but never walked away from God, just got distant from him, if that kind of makes sense. And then there was five of us at church, or around five or six of us at church, that we would kind of hang out together, but we wouldn't go to youth group. We'd just kind of sit in our cool corner or whatever. And one day, I just thought, I got them, and I said, let's go to youth, just check it out. And I don't even know why. I can't even remember why. I just thought, you know, let's go. And I still remember walking up the driveway with these guys, and my youth pastor was like, oh, Joshy Sales coming, awesome. And over time, one by one, these kids just started, I mean, these friends of mine just not showing up. And, you know, every week I'd go, and one by one they left. And I ended up joining the youth band, and my mate Ben, got me in youth band, and, man, got me praying back again, got me just set on fire. We had some awesome times with God where God's presence would show up, and it was just so intense that we just didn't want to stop praying. Like, God was just there. And, like, I didn't even cry that much when my dad died. Like, that's kind of the sort of person I was, I guess. But when the Holy Spirit started showing up, I started crying, like, just because of his presence. And that's just the power of God. Like, man, just like I was saying, he heals the brokenhearted and he binds up their wounds. And that's what God was just doing to me from then on, was just healing me, just binding up my wounds. And around that time, I met this beautiful lady called Eveline. And met her on the school bus. We were just sort of chilling. Actually, I noticed her. She was like, I just checked her out. I was like, oh, this chick's pretty cool. And I didn't think anything of it. And she had, like, this cool pink Billabong strap bag on and, like, blue hair. And I always used to sit down the front and she'd always sit down the back, but I didn't think of anything of it. And then one day I caught the bus, I turned around and she was sitting next to me. I'm like, oh, this girl is sitting next to me for some reason. And turns out she thought I was just looked really cool because I had this big red mohawk. we were punk kids. Well, we still are punk kids at heart. For sure. And, we just got chatting every day. And then I decided she was too young for me, so I dumped her. Because, you know, couple of years when you're at high school is like huge. And but then we couldn't sort of keep away from each other, so we just kept hanging out and got back dating again. And now we are married and in love. So from there, like, God just kept hammering me, and His Holy Spirit was just stirring me up and up, and I wasn't satisfied. So I wanted more of God. So I heard about this like crazy Bible college in New Zealand, and someone just recommended it to me. I just went, like, I just literally jumped on a plane and just didn't know what I was in for. And it was like a crazy Bible college where, you know, we did all the theology and biblical studies and all that kind of thing, but it was almost like an army camp as well, where we didn't have any TV, and they'd just like wake us up in the middle of the night and tell us to memorize this passage of scripture before we could go to sleep. And just to trust in God, they literally put us out in groups of three, and we had to get from pretty much one side of the North Island to the other without any money, without any shelter, without anything, just three of us just hitchhiking, relying on God. And they'd sent us out in the bush with a tarp, a piece of rope and a banana in our Bible for 3 days. We weren't allowed to leave, just to pray and seek God. It was just like a crazy time. Like, we just had intense times with God where we're just in prayer circles. I remember we were praying for just different things, and someone's friend was in like a coma and was just in hospital and stuff. And as we were praying, they literally got the phone call like a minute after the prayer meeting saying that they'd got healed and come out. And just like these times, man, where God was like real. Like I said before, like, I'm here, you're there, God is there. And it's the same, like, He wants to do the same for you. He wants to heal your wounds, and He wants to heal your heart. And, you know, you may have been in that time where you were, like I was saying, just where your soul was being hammered, and God wants to heal you. And it ended up coming back. As soon as I got back, someone said, oh, I want you to go to Vietnam, Cambodia on a missions trip, and just paid for the whole thing, like everything, food, accommodation, just said, I want you just to go and minister to people, and just had like an amazing experience there. Got back, I went to America and hang out with my friends who just feeds the poor people over there, and got to preach on the streets with him. And you know, all this time, God was just doing something. I used to just walk the beaches. I'd spend like 3, 4, 5 hours in prayer, just praying in tongues, just in worship, and just spending time with God, like He was my Father. It was just like this awesome time of intimacy with God. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about my dad. Like, every single day something will remind me of it. Every single day I'll think about it. It hasn't been one day that's gone by. And even recently, like, on Light FM, they're like, oh, call in and tell us what your dad, the best thing your dad's ever said to you, the best advice he's given you. And it's like, man, that hurts. Even yesterday when I was leaving work, someone said, oh, have a good Father's Day. It's like, man. This is actually the first time me and Evelyn have been to church on Father's Day in years, because I just haven't wanted to go. So it's like, it's actually a big thing me coming today. And it's been since 1998, like, that's how much it's just hammered me. Yeah, so I'll just get Cole if you want to just, is Cole and around, or someone on the keys or guitar? Cool. And, you know, I could have said, oh, you know, at that time, could have said, God doesn't care. What's God doing in my life? Like, what's this going on? I could have got really angry at God. I could have got bitterness in my heart and just got angry. I don't know if you've ever felt angry at God, but I could have let that take over my life. Back then and there, I had to make the choice whether I was going to go this direction, whether I was going to go God's direction. And I, right then and there, I decided God is a good God. He's not a God that inflicts suffering in someone's life. We're just in this messed up world, stuck between heaven and hell. And God is a good God. I could have said, God, you don't understand what I'm going through. You don't know what it's like to be here in this imperfect world. You don't know what it's like. But you know what? Jesus, He came and He he suffered and he actually was on the cross and he knows what we go through. And I believe God is just like weeping with the world with what's going on with it. So I just encourage you, just embrace God. Don't turn away from him. Just get intimate with God. See him as your father. See him as your healer. You know, before Jesus' time, it was really well known and understood that God is known as Father. It was really taught that God was known as Father. But then something happened and Jesus looked at the religious leaders of his day and said, you guys have missed it. You guys pray and you think that you're good for all your words that you say and all your prayers. But he said, you guys have missed it. He said, when you come and pray, say, our Father in heaven. And he had to remind them of what God had done and who God is. And like Phil said before, in Psalms it says, he is a father to the fatherless. And you know, you might have the perfect dad or whatever, but I think we're all spiritually fatherless if we don't have God. And you know, there's power, when someone shares a story, there's real power in that. You know, I think there'll be people that'll go, you know, I kind of relate to that, or I got that out of that, or I kind of agree with what you said, or I've been through a similar thing. And yeah, maybe you're distant from God. Maybe you're distant from God at the moment. Maybe you're like me, you sort of didn't ever step away from God, or didn't ever get angry at God, or turn away, or turn your back on him, but you just got distant from God. You just kind of stopped praying. But I just want to encourage you today, just spend that time, wake up every day and just say, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Cool. I'll hand it over to Phil.
Thanks for listening to this podcast. We trust that you've enjoyed the message. For more podcasts, head to www.compasschurch.com.au.